A suburb south of Chicago has been struggling to consistently provide clean, safe water to residents. The issue has been snowballing over the last year in Dixmoor, with more water main breaks at greater frequencies. Residents and city leaders say the issue can no longer be ignored. WBEZ's Adora Namigade reports on why improvements may be hard to come by.
Dixmoor resident Al Messmer is fed up with the water supply there.
If you take a shower, it burns your eyes. They put so much chlorine in it, it's not safe. It burns your eyes. Just take a shower. It's that bad.
He's lived in Modern Estates Trailer Park for 14 years.
And I say, if you do, you got diarrhea, you get sore throat problems, and your skin falls off. I've dealt with that for a long, long time now.
When he's not dealing with poor water quality, sometimes the water is just shut off. Messmer and his neighbors were under a water state of emergency and boil order earlier this year because of water main breaks. They've become a pretty common occurrence. A big water main break last October meant no running water throughout the majority Black low-income village for 2 weeks. Then there was one in July that left Messmer and his residents at the trailer park without water for several days. And just this August, 3 elementary schools missed the first day back over a water main break. Village President Fitzgerald Roberts says this keeps happening because the infrastructure in Dixmoor is so old.
Pipes are corroded. When they get a certain amount of pressure in the lines, it finds the weakest point and they pop.
But the aging infrastructure is only one issue contributing to the Dixmoor water problems. Roberts says Dixmoor simply does not have the financial resources to fix the problem on its own. Part of that is because of disinvestment. Dixmoor lies in Illinois State Representative Will Davis's jurisdiction. Davis says companies are not exactly flocking to Dixmoor. The departure of the town's former main employer, steel mill Wyman Gordon, was a huge hit to the tax base.
They are doing everything they can. Many of them are new, and they inherited huge problems that they're trying to figure out how to address.
Although the tax base has shrunk, Village President Roberts says the village has allocated money toward the issue, but he does not have an exact dollar figure, and it's hard to check up on. Dixmoor has not filed paperwork with the state comptroller detailing their finances in years, and Roberts doesn't know what money is available right now.
Really, I would have to speak with my treasurer on that particular issue to see what we can do. All we can do is, right now, we're going into debt with these pipes.
It's not clear how much debt. WBEZ tried to reach the village economic development head, John Thompson, for 2 months, but he did not respond to our emails or phone calls. And as for the missing paperwork, Roberts says his administration is back completing audits that the administration before his failed to file. Those audits must be filed in order. And so far, his administration has caught up to 2017. In the meantime, Representative Davis says he regularly reaches out to state agencies like the Natural Resources Department and the EPA to try to get funding for Dixmoor and surrounding suburbs that experience similar problems. And Davis says there needs to be a long-term plan to address the issue.
If there's no long-term plan to try to address needs over a period of time, when it blows up, the large sums of money sometimes that they need aren't always available.
It's all a bit chaotic. Dixmoor cannot afford to replace its aging infrastructure, but its lack of financial records means city leaders don't know how much money they have to fix the issue, if any. And without a major employer in the predominantly impoverished community, there's no tax base to pull from. Some band-aids are available. Earlier this spring, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced it will spend $2 million constructing 3,600 feet of waterline that will run under Interstate 57, including in Dixmoor. That project starts in spring next year. For Al Messmer at Modern Estates, fixes don't usually bring long-term change.
With the water plumbing system, it's been terrible for the last 7 years. And most people come in here replace the water main more than five times in the last 7 years. And then every time they fix it, it breaks.
But until the water runs clear and clean, hope is hard to come by for people like Messmer. Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.